bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, NFL correspondent Kostaki Economopoulos plus movie theater talk. It's all coming up right after this.
What goes stomp, 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 whoops, crash, oof. The Chick McGee Accidental Home Improvement Service.
Could you play that again?
We can play this all day.
Do that again. I want to hear that again.
What goes stomp, 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 whoops, crash,
oof.
The Chick McGee Accidental Home Improvement Service.
I see nothing funny.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
This is nice. This is nice. Welcome back to the program. I thought as a special treat today, because we have another professional comedian joining us. He is Kostaki Economopoulos. I'll say a quick hello. Hey, Kostaki.
Hey, guys.
It's good to see you, sir. We have him on the big screen here.
Yeah. I agree. I like this music.
Tony Burton, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much, Tony.
TB!
Tuberculosis,
Tony Burton!
Oh, no. Yeah, this is a good
not
topic.
Tom Brady.
This is a good topic. Initials that maybe you don't want to have.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm V.D. Johnson. How are you,
no,
V.D.?
No, no. I'm Harry Valentine. Harry Ivan Valentine. Wait a minute, that's HIV. That's right!
Well, I think we... He's been doing this all morning, Kostaki. I can't stop. I can't stop him.
Somebody just sent me an email. Hey, Chick, got a lot of energy from you today. I think you need to get laid and smoke a joint. What the hell is that all about?
I don't know about that.
Let's see. Now I look around the room and I see there's wait a minute. Oh, that isn't Christy Lee. That's Jessica Alsman behind the glass over there. Josh Arnold's in the sidekick seat. Willie G is right next to me. Patty G is through the glass. And, of course, Ace Cosby is here. Now, since we have a professional comedian right next to us right there with Kostaki Economopoulos and, of course, Josh and Willie, I thought it might be a good time to perhaps have a comedy lesson, ladies and gentlemen.
Here's Ace Cosby.
Sorry, Ace. That was the wrong intro. Ladies and gentlemen, he is the master. I like to think of this as the op-ed page of contemporary culture with Ace Cosby.
I once met a claustrophobic astronaut.
Wow!
Turns out he just needed a little space.
Of course. That would help.
That actually leads to this letter.
That's got
to
be on a fortune cookie somewhere, right?
This Roger. From Howell, Michigan. Of course,
the Howell. I'll see you at the Howell this year, Tom.
It's the birthplace of Allen Ginsberg.
Yes, that's right. I'll see you there. Yeah. Great time.
Anybody pick up on that? Roger writes,
anybody read?
I just saw the Perseverance traveled 161 million miles to Mars and only missed hitting its mark by 16 feet. God, that's amazing engineering.
Yeah, neat.
Impressive. However, that's closer than several scientists were to hitting the urinal in the NASA men's room.
Oh.
Perhaps they should come here. What? If you think they miss it at NASA. It's always a...
I never use the urinal. I always use the turlet.
Do you know?
You sit every time?
Yes.
So you're the one.
What?
You're the one what?
You sit when you pee?
No, I stand when I pee and go in the toilet like you do at home.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I thought you were saying you.
Now, do you drop your pants all the way to the ground?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Right. I like to be unencumbered.
Okay. Like a 4-year-old.
That's right. All right. That's not the only thing I do like a 4-year-old. Personal relationships.
Oh, I see.
Wetting the bed, drooling. Kostaki.
Grab my pants.
I know that you've been covering the NFL. And do you have any interesting updates for us?
I do. And in fact, you guys sometimes taunt me with making these funny Johnny Carson noises when I do jokes. The first few sort of require that sort of response.
Oh, good.
So I'm just opening the
door.
We're here
for you. We're happy to do
that. All right. Carson Wentz is headed to Indianapolis. Weird for me. Indy is less Carson, more Letterman. Huh?
Yeah, he was born here.
This Lawson cutoff, Dave.
Carson, Johnny,
Dave from
Dave Letterman.
Carson from the group.
The Colts signed Wentz. Hey, Indy, if you wanted a guy everybody used to love but not anymore, you could have gone with Jared from Subway.
Compare him to
it's a little
awkward
too raw.
Local fella.
Had the rough proclivities.
Yes, I don't think that we'll never get Mr. Wentz on the show.
Rough. Or Jared.
Yeah. Or a 4-year-old. No.
No. Hey, at least the man paid, huh?
If Carson Wentz's second, it's Carson Wentz's second chapter with Frank Reich, who was once offensive coordinator in Philly. Hopefully it's the last chapter because nobody wants a third Reich. Reich, everybody.
Seriously, a stale yet witless.
Carson Wentz has some big shoes to fill in Indy, namely that old lady who lived in a shoe with Philip Rivers. She had so many children.
Yes, there were many, many children. Mr. Rivers.
It's not a clown car, lady.
Quite a brood.
Yes, not doing any condom commercials, Mr. Rivers, you see.
That's a big shoe.
El Bareback.
Many rivers to cross.
And this one we put on all pro lines. Chick, I need your help on this one. Last week it was so cold.
How cold was it?
Belichick sewed the sleeves back on his sweatshirt. So it's cold out there.
It is cold, you see, because he wears a sleeveless shirt.
But next time you can do the joke without the stammer.
Yeah. That would really help everyone.
You think our dick hits water? Here comes the punchline.
It was so cold, Cam Newton actually wore a winter hat.
It was fur, you see.
A wool cap.
It was so cold, Favre was sending pictures of his crotch and jeans. It was so cold, it's not a miracle when Tim Tebow walked on water.
Frozen.
Yes, you see, it was ice.
A religious man.
Everyone can do that.
32 degrees.
He's a man of God, you see.
Yes. Jesus walked on. No.
Jersey number is 316.
This is as fun for you, because
I actually asked for it. I'm
loving
it.
Yeah, be careful.
It was
what
so cold that the Texans traded Watson for some thermal underwear and a space heater to be named later.
Chili in Houston. You see,
space heater.
And the All Pro Lines joke of the week comes from Jeff Manier. It was so cold last week, Jeff Arnold begged to return to Toledo just for the warm reception.
Try it again. I missed everything about that joke.
Or move on.
No. I want to hear it. Some poor guy submitted a great joke and you screwed it up.
A good joke.
I did screw it up.
Let's pretend like it never happened.
I'm very sleepy. By the way, this is how to ruin your life. I figured out a way to do it last night. You go to bed at a reasonable hour, and then you sleep for 22 minutes.
Yes.
And then your body thinks you've had a nap, and you can't sleep for the next 4 hours. And then you sleep for 3, then you wake up for radio. That's how you ruin your life.
Me too.
Oh, yeah.
Same deal.
Oh, my goodness. All right, let's try it one more time. Jeff Manier said in this joke, it was so cold last week, Josh Arnold was begging to return to Toledo just for the warm reception.
Yeah.
You see the joke there. Josh famously bombed.
They didn't care for me.
It was chilling, rather cool.
Died up there.
Even the crickets didn't applaud.
Yes. And listen.
Stand-up's a vulnerable thing, and I
That's right. It hurts. Adrian Peterson hopes to catch Emmett Smith's record. He said he's open to playing with Tom Brady. A lot of people don't know this, but Adrian Peterson has lurked to shellfish, and he did not know this. One time at training camp, he had a bunch of gumbo, and he went to anaphylactic shock. Oh. I know this is dumb, but that makes me feel better about myself because Adrian Peterson can do a lot of things I can't do. But you know what I can do, Adrian? I can eat popcorn shrimp and live to tell the tale because I'm tough.
Yeah. It's a long way to Tipperary, but not as long as it was to get to that audio turd.
Yeah,
yikes. Fair. Fair. Ed, I think Ed just died.
You are correct, sir.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
We're speaking with comedian Kostaki Economopoulos.
For the last time.
Talking about his, internet phenomenon.
Adrian Peterson got injured. He got surf and turf toe.
Surf and turf toe.
You've got a tag, my friend.
Surf and turf toe.
Hi-oh. AD, they call him. Hi-oh. All diarrhea.
Yeah. Yeah, he's allergic to shelf anaphylaxis. Not a joke, but
It sounds like one of your cousin's names.
It does. It sounds like a Greek. Or a superhero.
Kostaki.
Or a Greek superhero.
Sorry. I was going to say All Pro Lines is where you'll find Kostaki. And it's the place where pro football and pro comedians collide. You can be a pro comedian. Submit your great jokes to Kostaki. There were some good ones in there. All Pro Lines, found on virtually every platform out there. Is that correct, Kostaki?
That's correct. All the social media platforms, absolutely. Yeah,
now, so
where,
fun.
Where are you? Where are you today?
I'm back in Atlanta. I just got back here last night. So we were in Florida for a few days. Very nice down there.
Good.
Nice to be back.
Are they
up
still
this
in
way.
Florida? Or is everybody home now?
No, everybody's here. We're all here.
Okay, yeah, maybe you nice can help. You can help me with this. There was an interesting story today about Carson Wentz and the number 11.
You should probably go now.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this happened. A chick was trying to explain this to me. I guess sometimes when a quarterback of a certain stature will arrive at a team, any player
goes to another team and they want a number. This happens. Doesn't have to be a quarterback.
But usually the lesser or newer player goes, yeah, okay. Buy me a 6-pack of beer, deal, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. According to years of service.
Okay.
But not years of service with that particular team.
Exactly.
You mentioned earlier that the guy on the Colts had 11 for a long time on that.
No, he was a rookie last year.
Right.
Oh, okay.
No.
So, man, that's
But
tough.
he sort of made his mark on the team. He's going to be a great option for Wentz to throw to.
Gotcha.
So if I'm Carson, I want to make my receiver happy.
Exactly. You know? So, and who's concluded that the ideal number for him as a Colt would be 18?
Who? Right. Right. Chick.
I thought that'd be a great change.
It wouldn't ruffle any feathers.
No, not at all. That'd be fun.
Now, would they have to take that jersey down from the rafters?
Or? It's off.
They could buy a new one.
Yeah. I think they'd have to etch it off the statue. Is what they'd have to do.
Yeah. Kostaki, I'm not going to probe into your personal life. I would never do that.
Okay, good.
We were discussing.
What's your favorite sexual position?
He's Greek. What do you want to know?
A sex columnist by the name of Nadia Bocati was that's her name.
I'm
not sure.
Italian?
Sounds like a Dr. Seuss.
Oh, yeah, I know. You're thinking Nadia Bocati or whatever it is.
Excuse me, Bocati. It's a Japanese art form.
It is art. It really is. If you
Nadia Bufui. No, she was saying that she had met some young stud and she had to terminate, as she puts it, the romp after an hour and a half because she wanted to get a good night's sleep. And this article goes on to they've interviewed a bunch of men and women about how long things take. Josh was kind enough to discuss the fact that he takes a certain medication that delays the estimated time of arrival for the flight, if you will.
Yeah.
Is it Jägermeister?
This is a pharmaceutical, I believe. No, no,
you're trying to be serious here, Kusaki.
It's whiskey.
Now I know with your
whiskey
with your love of football and in every way, shape, or form, do you take this into the bedroom? Do you give your sweetie the 2-minute warning?
Oh, I can barely watch football. My wife is in the preseason. My wife goes, "Are rehearsals over yet?" That's how much she likes football. She has
no idea.
No idea what's happening.
Costumes are great.
Yeah, okay. I told you they're called uniforms. Jeez.
Now, have you decided on a question for the next week? Or are you just waiting for some action?
We might get another big quarterback movement. We'll see.
Let me ask you something, Tom. You ask this question every week, right? And he says the same thing every week. We got to wait to see what happens during. But now next week, what's next week's question? And he's going to say the same thing. Why do you do that? Why?
Well, because, I mean, you know, for example, if you play the quiz on NPR, they give you next week's quiz. The week
it's not a bad point.
They give you the topic before. So I mean, if Kostaki written right now to blurt out some witty setup.
Well, it's kind of fun actually to be able to think of a setup and then not even have to write a joke for it. Right. So if you guys have an idea, you can blurt one out, or you can send one to me. We'll post it and see what happens.
There might be another quarterback signed tomorrow. You don't know who.
They probably John Watson.
So Kostaki, once again, I want to walk everybody through this if they're new to your show.
All right,
All Pro Lines is where you find out, and you can help Kostaki.
It's fun. Yeah, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Come find us. And yes. We'll write a joke for Tom today.
Okay. Are you going to get some sleep today then?
Yeah, please. Yes, I hope so.
Okay, me too. That's what I need. Thanks, Kostaki.
The baby probably.
Thanks, guys.
Love you, man. See you, dude. See you.
Love you.
I went to a movie over the weekend, which would not be a big deal, except some of the movie chains are offering the opportunity to rent the entire theater. In this case, it was $99. You rent the whole theater.
It makes you feel like a boss, doesn't it?
And the place was spotless. My hat is off to AMC. I was very comfortable there. We took a bunch of our friends.
Isn't that cool? It ends up being less than $10 a person.
Yeah, it was amazing. And we the movie we chose to go see was a School of Rock, a classic. Yes. But a lot of theaters are doing this where you can rent it and bring your friends, so you're very comfortable and masked up or whatever you want to do when you go in. It was super cool.
Great.
But you were telling us about your career when you worked at a movie theater.
Yeah.
And I know when the movie was over, I talked to the guy and told him about you.
Of course.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, I went up to...
You went up to a total stranger, hard working at a movie theater, and you just blowhearted all over him about how, a friend of mine used to work at a theater. And that guy's going,
I have a friend in the industry.
Oh, really? Before you get done with this story, can you punch me in the throat so I pass out?
Well, the guy was waiting to clean up the theater, and I said, it might be a little messy. We had a almost 5-year-old and 8-year-old in there and some other little kids.
He was probably happy to have something to do, honestly.
You know what he said to me?
No.
He said, "Doesn't matter. I get paid either way."
Okay.
But I said, I congratulate
him. Sounds like somebody wants to get out of a conversation, all right.
I said, "Oh, this theater's very clean. Thank you very much." So he was, I said, "Do you get to watch all the movies?" Because that's what you were talking about, Josh.
I loved that, man.
So I asked him which ones he liked.
Ace has something.
Yes, Ace, go ahead.
When you went to the movie, at the concession stand, did they make a full batch of popcorn?
I don't know. I got popcorn. It was great. So I don't know if it was made fresh or what, but it was delightful. It was just, I hadn't been in a movie theater in a year.
I have a question. At coffee shops, they took away the sugar and the milk that everyone gets to use.
Yes, there was no salt. If I do it again, I'm going to bring a thing of salt.
Yeah, you're a salt guy. Yeah, you like the salt.
Oh, yeah. Popcorn without salt.
Yeah, okay, it makes sense that right now they wouldn't have the community salt, but...
Sure.
Yeah.
And that popcorn salt is extra, extra fine, so it coats your arteries and really gets your blood pressure ready to explode.
You know, popcorn with salt is good, but you like to salt your potato chips. You salt everything that is already salted.
I think he also sugars his coffee, if you can.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I can hear that right now.
Yeah. You can hear this?
Everyone can hear it all the time. We talk about it.
All the time.
This must be a frequency that I don't hear.
We've tried to tell you, but you don't listen to us.
Casual.
I mean, it's again, it doesn't bother us that much.
No.
But what does is the fact that if one of us were doing it.
That's what bothers us.
I mean, the yelling,
Don't you see? I'm popping up like a meerkat over here. What is that over there? I'm popping out of my hole trying to see what you're doing with your damn coffee.
Josh, I have a question.
Yes, please.
When you were working at the movie theater, mm-hmm. and you all could watch, the movies probably for free, after hours, did you ever bring a lady into the movie theater?
There was there were times where we were allowed to watch the movies after hours because when a projectionist splices the film together, you have to they said, "Hey, we need to watch it once so that we know it was spliced together correctly." But they frowned upon us watching movies after hours at any time because let's say I'm watching a movie after hours and I scratch the film and now the whole print is scratched for, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But there were plenty of times when those new movies came out and we spliced the movie together that yes, I would have friends in or a date or whatever. Nothing
untoward.
Nothing untoward happened because I'm such a movie nerd that I
hey, those are nice breasts, Sonny. Put them away.
Exactly.
I think this is the scene where Scooby-Doo talks to the
No Alanis Morissette action.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.